How funny is terrorism?
Man, those guys
are hilarious.
They're incompetent.
I didn't know they were Mexican.
Yeah. Everyone's Mexican, Gene.
I didn't know. I didn't know there were a bunch of Chicanos over there. I was there.
Gene Pompa has been on Conan O'Brien like 8 times. He's been on all the, what do you call them, the Latino shows?
CTV, whatever.
Uh-huh. He's written for shows. He's a funny guy. I think I met you like, that's been like 15 years, right?
Yep.
Man, remember when we were young and you had hair and stuff?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was some
time. I had a washboard stomach.
You used to have the shark skin suit and be all cool.
Yep. You could give a hummer like it was nobody's
business. Hey, wait a minute. You must be talking about some girl that looks like me.
I remember that, yeah.
Oh, wait a second. That wasn't me. You guys are freaking me out.
That was the young Mark Maron, the party animal.
Oh, maybe it was a party. I didn't remember.
When he had guts.
That's all right, buddy. Yeah, I know. All right, so thanks for doing that. That's great.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure, man. So what are you, a Mexican or a Chicano or Latin American or Mexican American?
Gene Pompa is a Mexican American.
Yeah.
All four of my grandparents are from Mexico.
Is that true?
Yeah. And Chicano means basically an American born Mexican.
Okay. So because when I was growing up in New Mexico, the Chicanos had, there was a different thing going on. There was Chicanos and then there's Latinos, but Latinos pretty new, right?
Latinos came out probably in the 80s because of the influx from Central America with all the political unrest. We started getting a lot of El Salvadorans and Hondurans and Nicaraguans.
So everyone became Latino?
Yeah, to sort of encompass everyone that was sort of from a Spanish-speaking country. That's sort of how they did it. Oh. And there was a backlash against the term Hispanic because a bunch of self-appointed Latino leaders decided that our government got together in a room and had this conspiracy to call us Hispanics to somehow, I don't know, dilute our political power or whatever.
It made no sense?
It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, if our government's not capable of seeing two airliners go into a big old hunkin' building, I really don't think they got the time to get into a room to have that kind of an agenda.
Oh, boy.
You know, a little Annette.
These guys seem very, very diligent in little agendas, but I don't know. That one seems a little questionable.
Well, that one, so what
when you were growing up, though, what'd your family call themselves?
Mexican-Americans.
Okay.
Always. Right. And we never called ourselves Chicanos, not until we got a little older.
Yeah.
We didn't like it. It was bad. It was kind of bad at first. It was.
What, Chicano was bad?
It was derogatory. It was like being called colored, you know. It took on that kind of a connotation.
What kind of, when you were in school, were you like, did you go with other Mexican Americans or what?
Yeah. I was born in East LA, but I grew up in Pico Rivera and La Mirada. Uh-huh. And Pico Rivera, working class suburb of East LA, was predominantly Mexican American.
Yeah.
But everyone spoke English.
And, right.
You know, when we were kids, our parents didn't really encourage us to keep our Spanish or to develop our Spanish-speaking skills because the Mexican-American that owned the corner grocery store spoke English. So
right.
You know, the rule of thumb was like, well, who are you going to speak Spanish to? Everyone speaks English, even the Mexican-Americans.
So it was like sort of like the pressure to pass.
It wasn't a pressure to pass. It was just sort of an organic, you know, thing. It wasn't really necessary or prudent to learn Spanish.
Right.
You know, it really kind of didn't work that way.
Did you have relatives that were more, like, aggressive than others, or?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, hell yeah. I had this uncle from East L.A., and before I started school, he wanted to indoctrinate me with all his political ideals, right?
Yeah.
He's this Korean War veteran.
Yeah.
So he tells me, mijo, what are you going to say the first day of school when the teacher asks you to stand up and introduce who you are? And I said, I'm going to say, hey, everybody, my name is Gene. Everybody, like that. Niño. And he goes, no, you got to say my name is Gene Pompa. I'm Mexican-American, but I am Chicano to the bone. I said, all right, you know, I'll try to remember that. So first day of school, teacher calls on me. I said, yeah, my name is Gene Pompa. I'm Mexican-American. I'm a Chicano. Give you the bone. Yeah, they gave me 2 weeks off. They were really nice over there at the university.
Oh, man.
No, I'll tell you, I was in the, you know what? I love the irony and the hypocrisy sometimes from fellow Americans. Like, I was in this Mexican restaurant. This guy next to me starts bitching at the waiter. He goes, I'm sorry. I don't talk Mexican. I said, you mean speak Spanish? He goes, well, I don't talk Spanish. I said, yeah, well, you also don't speak English. You should make an effort to educate yourself. So you can learn yourself to talk gooder. He's all talk gooder. It's speak weller. Like this?
Man.
That's always bizarre when people say that. And he didn't speak no English. Yeah, well, neither do you.
I tell you, I wish I could speak Spanish. I tried. I can't speak anything. My brother speaks a little Spanish because he lived in South America for a while. But I feel bad. I'm ashamed that I don't know more than one. Do you speak Spanish pretty well?
No, I'm ashamed also now. You know, I didn't know that it was going to be this big.
Yeah.
You know? It's like MySpace and computers. I never thought it'd really take off, you know?
You should have kept up, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it took on a life of its own. You know, so it's funny. Like, I'll catch myself in situations with other Latinos, and they'll say stuff like, oh, that's horrible. Your Spanish is terrible, whatever they say, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, your English sucks. You don't hear me criticizing you. Lighten up, you know?
Well, we talked about, who were we talking to? Madrigal was in here, you know, Al.
Uh-huh.
And, he's got people coming up to him pronouncing his name with the Spanish pronunciation, and he doesn't pronounce it like that.
Oh, it happens all the time. Like, you go to the DMV, and if there's a Hispanic or a Latina behind the counter, you go, hi, Gene Papa here. Gene Bumpa? He's like, yeah, I know how to say my name. You know, I do how to pronounce my name. All right? Just go with the flow. What do you
We were talking about that how the Mexicans pushed the Jews out of your neighborhood. Is that what you're telling
me? They had to. The Jewish gangs at the time were extraordinarily violent, and so they had to get them out of there. Because the Mexicans are a nonviolent group of gangs.
But what was the history of LA?
Gangs of peace.
Jim was asking, what neighborhood were we just talking about?
You said, Echo Park. I live in Echo Park. That was a big Cuban neighborhood, wasn't it?
Not sure, because when that neighborhood sort of evolved, we weren't really part of the equation. We went from East LA kind of east.
Yeah.
Pico Rivera.
Highland Park is full of your people.
Yeah, Highland Park's a little gnarly now.
I live there.
Yeah, well,
I'm happy to live there.
Do you like it?
Sure. Well, I grew up with your people.
It's kind of a hipster hangout, though, also, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't see
Come
many.
Come on, you pretentious son of a bitch. No, it's a hipster hangout, isn't
it? That's Eagle Rock.
Oh, that's right, Eagle
Rock. I'm not seeing. I think the hipsters are still a little afraid of the flats in Highland Park. So you want to hang out for a minute, and then we're going to come back and do a thing with, I think, Sammy the Stem Cell is going to be here, and then you can hang out for that because
it's
funny, and you're here. And
is he Chicano? Is he Chicano?
Well, he can be. Where do you live?
I live near Seal Beach.
I don't know where the hell that is. All right, we're with Gene Pompa. We'll be back in a second.